Once upon a time, there was a thing called the comedy album. Historically, recorded comedy goes back further than you think. A vaudeville comedian, Cal Stewart, released collections of what were then called banana peel jokes on Edison Records back in 1898. Musical comedy stars like Eddie Cantor and Fanny Brice would record and release their comedy songs when they got popular in the 20s and 30s. Then along came Spike Jones in the 40s. And when long-playing records were introduced in 1948, artists like Tom Lehrer, Mort Saul, and Lenny Bruce started making comedy albums. Bob Newhart made some hilarious records that would sit at the top of the charts for months. Also back then came Nichols and May, the Smothers Brothers, Jonathan Winters, Bill Cosby, Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. Later on, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Lily Tomlin, Eddie Murphy, and Steve Martin picked up the mic. If it weren't for licensing issues and my own innate laziness, I would have played you a snippet of each just now. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. I promise I'll stop geeking out on comedy legends in just a minute, but most of the comedians I just named would mainly release recordings of their stand-up routines. These albums were huge sellers. And of course, they were great, but me? I liked my comedy a little more layered and complex. As a kid, the first comedy record I could remember was The First Family, starring Vaughn Meader as John F. Kennedy. Even at 9 years old, I thought it was hilarious. I could recite every sketch from memory and deploy my very bad JFK impersonation. It won the Grammy for Album of the Year in 1963, and then, at the peak of his popularity, Vaughn Meader's career ended the moment JFK's life did. But comedy records kept coming. I love Cheech and Chong's dialogue-driven comedy. I couldn't get enough of the intricate sound design in Stan Freberg's records. And of course, the ensemble-driven, sketch-based comedy of Firesign Theater, National Lampoon, and Monty Python. Oh, and my favorite comedy album of all time, A Star Is Bought, by Albert Brooks. So as you can well imagine, I quickly said yes to an invitation to join a great cast of Seattle writers, actors, and sound designers, all good friends of mine, who came together out of the blue in the early 90s to make a comedy record, at a time when very few people were buying comedy records anymore. They were just no longer a thing. So we knew it would be a heavy lift, but we were not deterred. We had ideas that needed to see the light of day. We named our sprawling cast of characters Synaptic Anarchy Playhouse. Many late-night pizza and beer writers' room sessions followed, and then we took to Seattle's Bad Animals recording studio. Steve Lawson owned the place, and he was also our executive producer. So we had free run of the studios all night after the paying clients had gone home. We recorded comedy bits that could get you canceled today. We took on topics like eating disorders, mass shootings, and sexual harassment. One particularly prescient sketch written 5 years before the Columbine High School massacre took the media to task for only covering mass shootings as long as the carnage set some kind of statistical record that could be exploited over a few news cycles. I know, hilarious, right? Late into the night, our sound design team snaked long microphone cables into the studio bathroom so we could create the sound of projectile vomiting. Pro tip, a seltzer bottle and a can of Progresso soup, can't go wrong. It was super fun. And yes, much of the comedy was dark. I bring this project up now because just recently I listened to the whole thing again for the first time in at least, I don't know, 15 years. And I laughed all over again. I know, I'm biased, but I think it holds up pretty well. So, how to give you a taste? Editing a montage-type trailer would just leave everything out of context. And there are 26 tracks on this record, so I chose 3. With no input from the group, just 3 tracks I kinda like. Here's a bit of Synaptic Anarchy Playhouse from 1994.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
The boss just called a big emergency strategy session. We better hurry.
I can't go.
What?
I've gotta get to the Mary Munchkins Daycare Center before 6.
Well, Bill, been nice knowing you.
Finding it tough to fit the demands of daycare into your busy workday? Well, there is an alternative. The same breakthrough technology responsible for the Nobel Sperm Bank can now relieve you of the everyday pains that accompany conventional daycare facilities. Introducing the CryoCare Suspended Animation Child Care System. The daycare system of tomorrow, today. CryoCare utilizes the tried and true science of cryogenics. Your child is gently dipped into a sterile solution of liquid nitrogen.
Bye-bye, honey.
Plus seven organic emollients.
Nap time, sweetheart.
And instantly enters a deep, restful, sub-zero, happy sleep.
We're out of here.
Let's go.
Baby peacefully waits for your return. Hours, days, even weeks later, leaving you free to go about your business. Gone forever are the bad influences of other children. Plus, as an added bonus, once your infant enters the patented CryoCare Happy Sleep, the aging process is actually halted, preserving each and every precious developmental phase for your personal viewing pleasure.
Oh, baby's first steps. How about Friday, June 6th?
No, it won't work. I've got a management seminar. How about the following Tuesday?
Okay, I'm wide open.
Great.
Say 2 o'clock?
Sure.
Yes, CryoCare means modern parenthood made easy. Simply drive up to one of our convenient Bundle of Joy depositories.
Hello and welcome to CryoCare. Please place your loved one in the tube. No coins, please.
So enter the carefree world of cryogenic daycare today. Just call 1-800-TRY-CRYO.
Hey, Bill.
Huh?
The boss just called another emergency strategy session.
Hey, let's go.
CryoCare and CryoCare International, a division of Freezer Burn Industries.
Endoplasmic reticulum is packaging some extra special proteins just for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, my semi-permeable membrane is swollen with protoplasm. My nucleus is simply aching to divide. Ooh, I'm in the mood for some meiotic multiplication.
Thank you for calling Cellular Phone Sex. To speak with an anaerobic organism, please press 9 now.
Hey, we missed you at the meeting this morning.
Huh?
Was everything okay?
Why?
Well, I don't know. You just seem kind of uncentered.
It shows, huh?
Hey, I'm your best friend, remember?
There are certain special moments in your life, like when a friend is there for you.
So tell already.
Okay. Well, you know Phil.
Yeah, the new account exec.
Yeah, well, he's been muscling in on my best clients.
Huh. And your girl.
I didn't know that.
Oh, sorry, man.
Well, doesn't matter now.
Why?
I shot him.
Dead?
Yeah.
Ouch. So, how are you? I mean, are you okay?
Me? Well, I guess I'd say, what is that you're drinking?
Coffee. You want some?
Man, it smells fabulous.
Here, hold out your cup.
What a perfect flavor for right this minute.
Mm-hmm. It's Male Bond's special blend. You surprised?
I should have known.
Next time you're sharing one of those special masculine moments, why not offer him a cup of Male Bond Blend? Male Bond Coffee uses only the hardiest beans from fields high in the mountains where it's a bitter struggle for each bean just to survive. Then, these tough beans are harvested by men and shipped from some of Central America's most violent countries, right to your grocer.
You know, a bunch of us are getting together over at Mike's tonight for a group hug. What do you say?
I've got to talk to a couple of homicide detectives first, but hold a space in the circle for me?
You got it, pal. Hey, bring the cops, too.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you there.
Oh, hey, hold it.
What?
Pour me a refill, or I'll have to kill you. Gotcha.
Come here, you lug.
Male Bond Coffee, for those special moments when it's just the boys. In special blend, extra caffeinated, and new testosterone.
Love you, man.
I love you, too.
Once we put our record out into the world, it performed the way comedy albums generally did back in the 90s. By not selling. Some tracks have found their way onto the radio. Here in Seattle, KMTT, The Mountain, played tracks off our record for years on the 520 Funny, and the CD does sit on the dusty shelves of a number of comedy collectors. But in the end, Relish the Thought, which is what we called Synaptic Anarchy's one and only release, did not make us rich. In fact, now that I think of it, I'm not sure it even bought any of us a cup of Male Bond Special Blend. But now, for the first time in the 30 years since that first small initial run of CDs, you can now stream Synaptic Anarchy Playhouse's Relish the Thought wherever comedy can be streamed. I hope you like it. We certainly had fun making it. From an island in the upper left-hand corner of the lower 48, that's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.